This is Corolla Digital.
Hello, and welcome to our first Calling Out with Susan Pinsky show. I'm here with Gina Grad, my co-host, to introduce you to the world of clairvoyance and psychics and paranormal and whatever else we can conjure up in the next few hours. I have a special guest here, Rebecca Fearing, whom I have known for 15 years, and she is clearly the most incredible clairvoyant I've ever met. We're really lucky to have her. Welcome, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So it's a pleasure to be here on your first show.
And Gina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
This is very exciting. This is not my first time in the studio, but it is always so much fun to be in here. I do radio and voiceover and all kinds of things, and I'm just happy to be here on this show because this is my favorite subject of all time. So hopefully we can all get on the same page with a few things, because I know that this topic scares people and I know that there's a lot of resistance to it. So maybe if we can just make it a little more user friendly, people will be able to sort of get on board.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're a clairvoyant, clairaudio, and what's the other one?
No, clairvoyant, clairaudient.
Audience.
Clairsensitive. And I'm a medium, and I work as a healer also.
And what is the difference between the different clairvoyance?
Clairvoyant is that you see. I'll see visions. I might see things appear as clear as you, which I have before. I might see people in another dimension as real as you.
Oh my God.
Clairsensitive is if I smell cigarette smoke that I smell sometimes when
when my mother comes into the room.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. My mother was a smoker.
Smelling it now.
When yes. Susan's mom comes in. Also, I'll smell perfumes, all kinds of different scents.
Have you had this your whole life?
Yes.
Did it ever scare you, or you just thought it was normal?
Well, I thought it was normal, I guess, when I was little, but I have had some very scary experiences, yes.
Did you ever try to turn it off? Can you turn it off?
No.
You can't?
No.
No, it's always on.
Always
time.
There, always full blast, always getting stronger.
And when did, and so even if there's sort of a scary experience coming in, do you just sort of go with it? Or are you ever like, you know what, no more?
No, well, okay, this is a true story, and people might think this is unbelievable, that this really happened to me on the Queen Mary. I kept hearing prepared to die, and the Queen Mary is very haunted. And I said, well, how can I die on here? I'm like, I'm just walking around, you know, I'm not
it's
doing
bolted
anything
to the
die.
Land.
Can't drown. But anyway, I thought, well, maybe I should leave here. So I walked out, and I was with Sherman, my fiance, and we were like walking out, and all of a sudden he goes, oh my God, Rebecca, you're going to die. And a huge glass pitcher came from three stories up and just barely almost cut my head off.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
But
You own the Queen Mary now, basically, yeah. After that lawsuit.
Right. And I went back in, like, a very foolish thing to do. And even more things happened to me that are unbelievable. So, and then God said, have no fear, Rebecca, and they'll have no power over you.
And I think that goes for everybody in every situation.
Yes. Right. But especially in the paranormal, if you have a lot of fear, if you have an addiction problem, if you're mentally disturbed, you can have problems.
Yeah.
So you have to know how to protect yourself.
Oy. This is true. But Rebecca is a very positive person when she comes to readings. She doesn't scare people or tell them negative things that are coming their way, which I've always loved about her. She always is very positive and uplifting, and she connects you with people that you may have lost, and it just feels so good. So we don't want to like get too scary here. And
but if you feel that there's something that someone could really use a warning about and it is a negative thing.
Well, 99% of my work is not scary.
Right.
1% is. I mean, you're dealing with the paranormal.
That's like our lives anyway.
Yeah. But no, most of it is really good. I mean, people will come in that are lovelorn and I'll be able to describe their future husbands. I have people that come into my office that are grief-stricken beyond and able to connect with their loved ones. I get a lot of names.
Well, this is very interesting to me because, mm-hmm. you know, you hear about reincarnation and you hear about, you know, reuniting with somebody in another life. And this is sort of counterintuitive because for me, because if you sort of cross over to the other side, and do you stay there permanently? Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes, I think I do believe in reincarnation now because of the work I've done for 21 years. And I do see people that we know each other from other lifetimes. Many, many times people will come in and say, you know, I met this woman or I met this man, I feel instantly connected. And then I'll look and I'll say, well, you know them from a past life. Now, I've had some strange experiences in my life that a lot of what I do and a lot of about what I know is experience. It's my experience.
Right.
It's not like reading out of a book or right. somebody telling me. So I know, I think to be true that we develop our souls at many times at the same time. So we're like one tree trunk with many lives going on at the same time. I have some physical evidence of that.
Care to elaborate?
Well, it's a long story, okay? But I have experienced that they're all dual dimensions. It's true.
It's true.
It's okay. true.
I believe it.
Yeah. I have ghost bumps right now. They're not. They're no longer goosebumps. I'm very, very. I'm listening. I'm just a little nervous.
Well, two of the entrances to the dual dimension are in the San Fernando Valley. One is in Woodland Hills and one is in Studio City. I have not revealed where they are because
probably
it would be
best.
A madhouse to yeah. the people that live in those areas. But I had a very strange experience when I was 22. And yeah, it's true. There's a dual dimension. And if there's two of everything, is there two of us? Probably. Is there three of us, four of us? Because we're multidimensional. You know, we have like 10 dimensions. We're probably on the third.
And how do we sort of graduate to the next dimension?
Well, I had a physicist tell me I was a five-dimensional human being instead of three-dimensional. So I'm able to kind of go in and out and to all these different places. We all are psychic. Everybody's psychic. I call it caveman intuitive. We're born with that.
But some people recognize it more than others.
Yeah, or you're born genetically more prone to be more right. psychic, and that's what happened to me.
Do you can you relate anything like transcendental meditation or anything to what you do, or is that totally different?
No, I don't meditate. I used to do this in a bar, okay? No, meditating with me. I like to go fast, you know. I just not the type to do that, but I'm not poo-pooing it. I just don't do it.
It's just not part of your work.
No.
And by the way, we should say that this is all happening thanks to our friends over at California Psychics. So if you're enjoying today's content, which, let's face it, you are, we encourage you to call over there, 1-800-PREDICT, PREDICT. They'll connect you to a psychic, and it helps out the show, too. So everybody wins. Again, the number is 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT. Tell them you heard it from Susan, and that gives us a little credibility over there.
That would be great. Thank you. I want to take all the credit for this.
Yes, please do.
Now, Rebecca, mm-hmm. since you just met Gina and you never knew her before this.
We met about 7 minutes ago.
Does she have any interesting guests?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I wanted to tell you, though, that you have a very red aura, and red is the color usually of artists, singers, writers, anybody that has a creative flair or occupation. Now, some people say red is makes people angry, but in my world, it's not. It's people that are full of passion. You have a lot of that. You also have a streak of purple. It's funny because it's kind of like the colors in here. All this is the cobalt blue, sort of purpley. And that is you pretty intuitive also. So you have had things, I think, when you know somebody's going to call and then they call.
Yeah, I've mm-hmm. always thought that I'm more of sort of a universal receiver than a mm-hmm. message putter outer.
Right. So you might, yeah, like you said, receive instead yeah. of like be a messenger. But you have someone on the other side wanting to communicate with you. It is a male, not a female. Although there's two females over here. One is a grandmother for sure. And she says to tell you, hello, Gina. But she talked about Chicago
cry.
A lot. So you have a connection to Chicago?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, because she said Chicago, the windy city. And
does she smell like smoke? I'll know which one it is.
It's your mother's mother, so maternal grandmother.
You're gonna make me
yeah,
cry.
And she told me to tell you that you are going to be traveling actually soon, Gina, and
yep.
you have a connection to the East Coast also, which would yeah. be New York City,
yeah.
The Big Apple.
You told me that yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be going there soon, and your grandmother, the other grandmother, is coming in. Actually, you have a great grandmother too, a little one. She's a little lady. You know who I'm talking
that's
about?
Lillian.
Yeah, the little
that's
lady.
Lil.
Well, that's Lillian. Okay.
I'm getting the chills. I'm sorry.
I might need a tissue. tissue, actually.
I know. We forgot the tissues. Uh-huh.
But she's telling me that you are going to be a very good cook. And that are you working on that right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So
oh
she
my
told
God.
Me that.
I didn't even know how to boil water, and I've become very domestic the last couple months.
Yeah, that's what she told me, that she knows that, and she wants to help give some old family recipes.
That's
and
amazing.
She's giving some Italian.
Gina's
so,
crying.
Are you Italian?
I'm Jewish, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of chicken fat involved.
Okay. I always mix up Italian and Jewish,
a lot of chicken fat and salt. I know, I know.
Well, that makes sense, too. And she also told me, though, that you are I mentioned Italian because you're going to Italy. And it's going to be really fun and quite romantic. So are you aware of that yet?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I could be a little off here, but you're not married at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good, good. You will be, though. I'll tell you that much.
You will.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good sign.
I am currently seeing a gentleman. I'm not sure if it's with him or with somebody else.
Okay. He's more brown-haired than a blonde.
Yeah.
Okay. Not skinny, but has a nice... shoulders.
She can see everything.
Yeah, I see that. Yes, and he's got other nice parts. No,
he's all right.
Go there.
Okay. wait. We don't want to make him mad. Okay. Be nice.
No, trust me. He's loving it. Do you think it's the person that I'm currently seeing? Or
okay. Remember we talked about past lives, right, Gina?
Yeah.
Okay. You've known this man before, so this is not just a hookup. This is a karmic connection. So you really want to take. And look between the lines with this gentleman. Okay, you have a lot in common, and I feel like he really is, he really feels you not only physically attractive, but mentally attractive, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing he's emotionally connected.
Yeah.
I think the courtship has to continue, though. Friendship into love into in love, right? In love into emotional intimacy.
I tried to tell him.
Yeah.
but because he is very sort of connected to other worldly things. From the moment he met me, he said, this is not our first time around together, and I'm so connected with you, and I could tell you all these things, but I don't want to freak you out. So I said, look, you're going 105 right now, and I'm in the right lane, so we need to just
right. You need to go
here.
On a courtship because he did recognize you. Remember, I said some people recognize each other right off the bat. This is what I felt about this guy. There is a Steve or Steven around you too.
Uh-huh.
You know who that is, right?
Yes, that's my father.
Oh, okay,
your father?
Yeah. Because
is he alive?
Yes.
Okay. No, he's alive, but his father is here. Your grandfather. So remember, I told you there was a gentleman behind you. He keeps saying, "Say Steven, stay."
She's
Steven.
Really good.
Yeah, and that he wants to give you a big hug and a kiss. Tell your father that he's very proud of him and the family, and he always talks about you guys on the other side.
This is so emotional.
Yeah, and that he loves you so much.
Get
and
her a Kleenex, Matt.
Yeah.
Come on. Producer Matt's bringing a tissue.
I mean, this is just, it's really
I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you to have a Kleenex in here.
And I'm not a huge crier, but I'm an emotional person.
No,
thank you.
It's really exciting.
Such a wonderful
when you touch,
to
when you get in touch, it's awesome.
And he told me that you have, you write, I guess. He tells me that you're a pretty good writer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and that you have some amazing talent in that area that you're going to progressively get better at.
Oh.
But he said he will dance at your wedding with you, so your grandpa will be there, Stephen's father.
Aww.
And there's a man that will be important. This is common names, but there's a lot of Davids in the world, but he told me that David will be very important in part of your career. You do not know him yet,
okay.
I do not think. Okay.
Well, that's my husband's name.
It is?
Is it really?
David.
Oh, I only know him as Drew.
I know. There you go.
Oh.
All right. He's very important.
Well, then you do know him, I guess.
I'm hitching my wagon to this
store. Well, how do you think I got here?
Okay. Thank you, David.
Okay. Oh, wait. You think I just showed up one day and said, I want a podcast. Hey, hello.
Okay. Well, I didn't think you guys knew him because I thought I know Drew is Drew, not David. Okay. Well, hey.
My husband's Dr. Drew. Okay.
Yeah.
But his real name's David. So there you go.
Okay. Oh. Well, that will help. And your grandpa knows Drew.
It could be another.
David Drew. No, I think it's Drew because it matches what you're doing right now. I just didn't recognize him as David.
Well, it's interesting because, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I've always, I can't put a something from IKEA together to save my life. But this, this is what I feel like I'm, comfortable doing, and this is what I love. And my sort of internal goal has always been to reach as many people as possible to help them.
Right,
so,
and this is a great venue because you'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of people will listen to the show over and over again. So it's, if not only this show, but other venues that you might do this in. But there's something about your car that really bugs me. I'm really good with cars.
Oh, no.
You have something, an issue with your vehicle that you need to fix.
Again?
Yes.
Oy vey.
The thing is that you don't want to get stuck anywhere, like on the freeway and all that kind of stuff.
So we don't want that, especially if you're on your way to work.
Here.
You better show up on time.
Yeah.
I cannot do this alone, okay? There's no way.
Oh, we just went through this with the deductible and the...
Well, the thing is, I think it's not like a completely dangerous problem, but it's a little tweaking to something that needs to go on with your car. And you might look at your tires. You might have to rotate them or change one on the passenger side.
Oh, I know better than to throw this advice away. So I'm going to Firestone right after this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and you're
going
to listen to the tape over and over and remember every detail.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so blown over that Grandma Teddy and Grandma Anita and Grandpa Max and everybody's here. I mean, this is a real party in here.
You know what's crazy? Last night I did readings. I do have an office where I do readings. And the last thing I asked somebody is, do you know somebody named Max? So these people come early, okay? So Grandpa Max, I knew you were in my office. I finally found Gina because my other client didn't know what I was talking about. So he came early and really wants to tell you how much he loves you. And you will be married and you will dance at your wedding. And you will, you know, somebody around you like sardines. So you'll find out who
just
that
hold
is.
Off on the kids for a while if you can.
Yo, I
do yourself a favor.
I plan on it. Now, if I can just ask you one more thing. I too have people in my life that I've, you know, had readings from and I trust very much. And I don't know if he's here anymore, but I was told that I'm from Kansas. Mm-hmm. And when I moved from Kansas to New York for the first time, I had a traveler with me and I've had him for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I jokingly refer to him as my gay ghost because his name was George. And I was told that he's been traveling with me and sort of helping me through all these transitions and that he would sort of leave and do something else when he was done with me. So I don't know if that still applies.
I believe that he's a guardian angel guide.
Yeah.
And he's been with you since you were at least 16 or 17 years old. That's what he told me. He is with you on and off.
Oh, good.
And he does talk to you and protect you, although we have free will here.
Right.
You have another man that helps you and follows you, too. His name is Henry. And you've got like five people around you. You don't just have George.
Got a posse.
Okay.
Yeah,
you've got a posse of people. So you know what? You need to pay attention because you will get divine intervention. Okay. We all come with Team Heaven. And they are with us as divine assistants, angels, guides, all kinds of people that will come in and out if you have a certain profession that you need help with. So, Gina, you do have a lot of help here.
Are they all gay men?
No.
Because that would make sense.
No, okay. They're not. They're nice, but they're not all gay, no.
And have they all been in sort of our form before? They've all just been spirits?
No. Some people have never been in the third dimension as humans. No, they are. Some are angels that are not human at all. Some are. Say somebody comes and he's like say you're a musician and all of a sudden Jim Morrison shows up, which he has showed up to me, and wants to help. Wants to help.
And Elton.
Yeah. Elvis.
I mean Elvis.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm like, Elton's still alive. I just saw him staring at me, though, at an event. So that was kind of cool. Okay.
Oh, cool.
So, but yeah, they will come in and out and help you with the profession that you're in, especially if they still are very attached to that profession.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
Is it as easy to read someone over the phone as it is in person?
I never saw people in person for 5 years. Believe it or not, I started on the first psychic hotline. Kenny Kingston psychic hotline. But it was very funny. I don't know if you guys want to hear this, but I was nine months pregnant with my son. I never intended to be a psychic in a million years, but God had told me that I was going to do this, and I started laughing. No, I don't think so. And I went for the interview. I was 9 months pregnant. It was half psychic lines and half sex lines.
Night is planned.
I was 9 months pregnant. Like, I don't think so. But anyway, I told
the guy. Hey, sailor. Oh, wait, wrong number.
There was one of those that came in there from Chicago. The guy was naked, and I said, dude, you've got the wrong number and your girlfriend Karen. And then he got so scared that he said, I spied on him. I said, you called me. I didn't call you.
Hysterical. Well, we do have somebody on the line that wants to talk to you, and she's kind of a skeptic. And so if you would like to meet her, I'll push line one. This is my first time on the phone, so bear with me.
Okay,
here we go. Line one. Hello. Here we have Rebecca to speak with you today, Monique. Say hello to Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Monique. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Okay, I'm just going to go cold turkey. Be open, though, because the more closed in, it's not good for a reading. You want to be very open.
Okay.
And then I can zoom in there and really see a lot of things for you. Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about is your mother. And, you know, she's living. Is that correct, Monique?
She is living.
Okay.
Yes.
She needs a little extra attention from you. So when you get a chance to go to lunch with her or maybe even talk about the past. She just needs a little pat on the back. She loves you very much. She's very proud of you, but give your mom that extra oomph. She really needs it right now. And there's a lot about your business, and it really could grow in a new way. You have a lot of product ideas, but you'd have to work with a chemist. So I don't know if you know this or not, but you could be very successful with something that you create yourself. So have you ever wanted to do that?
I haven't. I do have plenty of ideas for my business to grow, but not necessarily in creating my own product.
Yeah, I'm not going to change that. That might come up down the line, so keep it in mind. And I do see your salon growing. I also feel that you have another space that you would possibly get, but you have to be very careful with the lease. You definitely will have a house with a pool, teach your kids to swim early. I often say this, but this is something that I see because you have a really beautiful house. Your husband will love you dearly, and I think if you can get along in the way of having common interest, you'll stay married for a long time, Gina. You have a black car that you'll come across, but you want to be careful with the side mirrors so that you can be able to see who's coming, you know, next to you. You have a really blessed life. You just have to pay attention and have no fear in expanding your business. Have a good business sense, and you'll be completely, absolutely successful.
Well, she's that is amazing because I do feel I'm actually challenged with my mom right now in our closeness, and she does need a lot of attention. So that's so amazing that you even brought that up and that you even saw that.
And that she knows you have a salon. I didn't tell her.
Are you serious, Susan?
Well, wait. Well, it's written on the paper in front of us. Maybe she did see that, but she's very...
No, I actually didn't see it till just a second, but I felt she was in a place where there would be doing facials, and I felt that. It was like...
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I didn't necessarily say hair, but I saw facials and beauties, and I saw products.
When you said chemistry, I'm thinking, okay, we either have a jet fuel propulsion expert or maybe somebody in makeup
cosmetics.
And hair.
Cosmetics, I think you should have your own cosmetic line, and this is the best salon in Pasadena I go to, and it's Bravo Salon, and she's the owner, and she's been a friend for a long time, but she's also a skeptic, and I wanted her to be convinced that this is... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there was a lot of stuff about her salon, and I could feel, I could go in, because I can do remote viewing, and I was in a place that I thought was high-end, and I did believe that she was the owner.
You've actually been there before, Rebecca. We had a reading there at a baby shower once, remember?
Oh, well, yeah.
It was about five years ago.
Yes, I do remember.
Oh, no,
that.
A wedding shower. Sorry.
Wedding shower, something, yeah. But, you know, I have to tell you, Monique, the most important thing in all of this reading was basically that connection with your mother, because it was the first thing that hit you. And you've known your mother and other lifetimes, and you've been her mother before, so it's kind of a mother-daughter relationship, and it's really important to look again between the lines, see what's really going on here, and you have no regrets, you know. So take some time for your mom, and I think it's going to work out okay.
You know what, Monique? I don't think you should get a swimming pool, though. I hate swimming pools.
We bought a house 3 years ago with a swimming pool, and we have two young kids, and we did teach them to swim early.
Well, I know you did that. But
are they
going to
be okay? Are they
going to
be safe?
No, they're safe. It's just, you know what. When you have a pool party, you get yourself a lifeguard. You put those. You know, you do whatever you can do. I don't see any danger around your children. I just saw a house with a pool, a really nice guy, and a couple of kids. And it's important to have pool safety.
Oh, that's
all.
Right. You did get a new house. Oh, and she's married to the greatest guy.
Yeah, your
guys. The greatest guy.
Yeah, I saw him. I thought you're going to have a good husband. Just keep that, you know, that loving feeling going. So that
absolutely,
date night's important.
Absolutely.
Is he there with you?
He's here with me. He's looking at me. And he's smiling.
You should put him on the phone.
He's so fun. I'm
putting him
on
the phone.
Right now.
We want to talk to Robert.
That's okay.
Nope.
So I will say this, Rebecca. Many years ago, you did go to my salon, and Susan hosted a beautiful shower for her friend. And she said, I'm going to have somebody in doing readings. And I never told, I love Susan, so I would never say anything. And she said, you know, I know you're not comfortable with this. And I said, well, how do you know that? She said, Rebecca told me. I'm like, wow. How did she know?
Well, so, I know things. I don't know.
I'm not against it. I just have never had any experience with it. But my mother does get readings.
Oh.
So that's interesting.
I wonder if your mother's been to me. You never know.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She will now.
But I do feel like I am her mother, and you're right. I do need to give her some more attention, so I'm on that.
Okay, good, because that's like the big theme of this, you know, reading today along with the expansion of your business. Your home life is good. Your husband's spectacular. You guys make a great couple.
And he's afraid.
Yeah. He will have somebody in his life that might be beneficial to him with the name Mark, though. It's a common name also, but tell him to keep that in mind. If you meet somebody like that, you can always call me. No charge, and I'll look into it for you, but keep his eye out for the name Mark.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's actually on the line.
Oh, hi. Oh,
hi.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
How are you guys doing?
We're fine. So lovely to hear you on this radio podcast.
It's exciting.
Yeah, Robert, you have a lot of really good energy. You definitely, you and your wife are in the circle of prosperity. You have a ton of green around you. And so any ideas you have to expand your own career would be good at this time. You guys have another child that's trying to sneak in. I'm not sure if you're ready for that or not. I mean, if not, it's fine. That child will come through down the line as a grandchild. But I would use some protection, you guys.
Yeah, my urologist took care of that.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Dr. Jones, if I have another kid on the way.
Yeah, well, you never know. But
that'll be another conversation.
Yeah, you never know.
Trying to sneak out with no hope.
Sneak out there, yeah. But I was going to say, if the child doesn't make their way in, they will come to you as a grandchild, and it'll be, you know, so this baby's coming no matter what. And
it's human. It's not a pet.
No.
Oh, don't do that either.
Right.
But the big theme here for you is definitely your career, working in a kind of a new way with that and being open to hearing other people's ideas along with your own. You also have a ton of stuff around, and this might seem odd right now, Texas. So do you have any connections to Texas at the moment, Dallas or Houston?
I've got a consultant I'm working with from Texas. They're in Houston.
Yeah. Mark from Texas. Mark is the owner of Pasadena Magazine. He lives in Texas.
Oh, they're too.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
They're working in tandem on
there
this
he
one.
Is. Uh-huh.
Okay, so, yeah, because it was kind of an odd thing, but I saw it, and that contact, either it's Mark from Texas or it's your consulting job with this man in Texas, it seems very positive. So keep that connection alive. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, you definitely have a lot of good energy right now in that area. If you play any sports, be careful with your left ankle. And if you're going to exercise, make sure you warm up properly. Warm up properly. You don't have a problem with your leg.
Oh, wow.
Don't
yeah.
forget it, because she's always
that's
right.
Pretty helpful, because we're planning a rather ambitious hike in a few weeks.
Okay, so have the right shoes, and if you're preparing for it, prepare for it properly so you don't hurt your ankle.
Yeah, let's
not
have anyone get airlifted out of this.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it was just something about your legs being in shape but being safe.
We're not getting any younger.
I am. I just keep turning the clock back. I'm
oh, it's Robert Button. We didn't realize.
I do have a question, if it's okay to ask. We bought this home that's about 100 years old, mm-hmm. and there was a lovely family who lived here for 67 years. And, you know, when I entered, I don't know, three of them have passed, the mother, the father, and the grandmother. They all passed in the home, you know, with hospice. And I just want them to know that I just want there to be peace. We haven't seen anything or heard anything, but if they're out there, I wonder if they know that mm-hmm. we just want to care for this house and love it and take good care of it and
well,
restore
you were,
it.
Yes, you were always meant to have that house, and I didn't feel a lot of any haunting activity in that home at all. And so I believe they actually drew you there and wanted you to buy that house. Do you have the two staircases in that house, though? Is that the one with the back
yeah,
staircase?
I mean, we've got one that's in the base, goes to the basement, and one that goes upstairs.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of energy around that, like basement stairs, but it's not negative. It's very positive. Actually, they love that home, and they had a lot of fun in that house. So I don't feel anything negative there, and I feel that they love it, and they love you there, and they like what you did to the garden.
Oh wow!
I just love
what did
reaction.
You do to the garden? What did you do to the garden?
Amazing stuff.
What did you do? Roses.
I mean, we did a whole bunch of landscaping. We had some friends of ours who are landscape architects come in and design, you know, instead of just a straight line, it's kind of a walkway.
Well, thanks for inviting me over to see this. Come on.
It's drought tolerant, and Robert actually replaced all of the sprinklers himself, and him and I, like, on our hands and knees, planted every bush, seeded our own grass. So
yeah, they know that, and they really love it. They said it's beautiful, and so they know that you will take good care of their property, and they're happy to release it to you. So there's no problem.
So I'm so happy to hear that. I did let them. We invited them over for the very first Christmas because we realized they'd been here for 67 years, and they celebrate every year in that living room. And so we invited the family over to just be here, maybe be with their mother, or just, you know, just find some sort of peace and some closure. And it was such a pleasant – it was a really pleasant afternoon.
Yes, so. It was the right thing to do. A lot of people won't do that. And the name that is coming from your house, and I don't even know if it belongs to you because it might belong to the other people, is the name Irene. It's so strong. But I didn't mention it because I didn't maybe think it belonged to you. But anyway, if they had a nice friend named Irene, she might also come sometimes to visit you. So keep that name in mind. And no, they love it. You have no haunting over there. You Yay. Did what was right. You respected them. You made a beautiful garden, which is important. And you invited the family over. So, hey, yeah, kudos to you. You did the right thing.
A plus.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yay.
Okay, I'm exhausted. It's been a lot of work for me. I don't know if I can handle anymore. Okay, so we now have another caller for you, and we want to thank Monique and Robert from Bravo for calling in because that was such a giant leap for you too, and I'm very proud.
That really
of you.
Was. Thank you, Susan, so for doing will... this, and Rebecca. Wow, that's amazing.
Okay,
I don't know if I'd label myself a non-believer anymore.
Okay, Aww. Good.
And we will be speaking soon.
Okay.
We Thank love God. You. Thank love you very much.
And right. I could really use an all-over color.
Okay, so. I need a shower now. We, I'm sweating. I have goosebumps. My hands are sweating. This is very exciting.
Me too.
Okay, so I have another special guest. I'm not going to say who she is up front. We're going to wait till the end, but she's a good friend of mine. So here we go. Line three. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Thank you for How calling. Are you?
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad. Well, I want to introduce you to Rebecca Fearing. She's here in the studio with Gina and myself.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Okay, you know, the very first thing I wanted to talk about you, and this is so funny because you have great hair, but it was about her hair.
Really?
We were just talking to the girl in the salon, but I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do anything new or unique, be careful. Make sure you really like it because, you know, you're in the public eye sometimes and you got to feel your best, right? If our crown doesn't look good, we don't look good. So I'm curious, have you been wanting to do anything different with your hairstyle?
Yeah, I would. I made it longer.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good. But again, and there's something that you're going to do that you want to make sure you have the right stylist because you have a big event coming
Nothing
up.
Nothing better than great hair.
Yeah.
I have to have good hair. That's all.
It's true. Okay. And I know that sounds a little frivolous, but I know you're going to
no,
be going.
No, it's not frivolous.
Okay, good.
It's important.
Okay, good.
It's the number one important thing in my life.
Okay, thank you, Susan, for validating me. Okay. But anyway, what I'm looking at is you have a lot of events coming up. I don't know what you do for a living. All I know, I see the public, special events. You have a lot of traveling around you. So you definitely want to be centered and grounded and in good health so that you can handle all of this work that's right in front of you. So it's not yesterday's work. It's not tomorrow's work. It's today's work. Okay? So there's also a gentleman who resonates your father or father image or father. But I don't know. This person's not living. So I'm not saying your father's passing. There's just a man around you that's a paternal energy. And he's guiding you and helping you. And he's talking right now about you relocating or buying another piece of property also. And I feel that you're going to be lucky in this area. So I'm curious, do you know about the move or the new property around you yet?
No, I don't know about that. But even right up until, I don't know anything about a property, but it could happen.
Yeah,
I mean,
and this man around you who's watching over you, he's traveling with another man named Charles. Had you had a family member with the name Charles that you know of?
Yeah, I have an Uncle Charles.
Okay, because I see that side of the family all around you.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yes. And they told me that you have, your reading's a little complicated here.
I figured it would be.
Yeah.
You started with hair just to, you know,
to get it out. Yeah, a little. But what I hear is that there's going to be a family reunion or maybe you'll be responsible to getting people together. And it's kind of important because there are young people in your family that would need to know and experience sort of that kind of family union. And there's two young people in your family, either could be a niece or a nephew, that could also use some of your attention. So are you close to your family? Do you want to be close to your family?
Yes, I am close to my cousins.
Right. And so it's good because you guys got it. You've traveled many roads together. You've known a lot of these people from past mm-hmm. lives. You were very mm-hmm. French in one of your lifetimes, so you will have the opportunity to go to Paris or to be in France.
And she's very sexy, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing.
Okay. Can't wait to go to France. Let's go.
Yeah, you're going to go to France. And there are two men that love you very much. So you have many admirers, but this one will be very romantic to you. He's got a nice height, as I can see, really good teeth. And
they have to have good teeth, yeah, right? Good okay, teeth. Lonnie, they have to have good teeth, right?
And I'm curious about your love life because you have more than one admirer. And I hope if you're not single, that he's not listening, okay? But you do have some opportunities here in love. So I'm going to just ask you, are you single at the moment?
Yes, I am single.
Okay.
But I do date.
You date, yeah, because that's what I saw. I saw, good, thank God. I see an array of men.
She dates a lot.
Yeah. I see an array.
According to her book, she dates a lot. Or has. She has all the answers, too.
Yeah, because when I'm seeing you, I'm seeing various relationships and men and having the opportunity to really settle down with a soulmate. But it would be, a lot of interviewing, a lot of dating, 1, 2, and 3, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I do see you eventually in a very committed, happy relationship. So someone who eerily has the same kind of taste as you, and you'll think at first, like, is he just pulling my leg? But he's not. I mean, there's really, you have a really, really, really interesting and sexy individual too coming into your life.
Oh yay.
So
oh my goodness.
Uh-huh. And the name, this doesn't mean this has to be your guy, but the name Greg or Gregory will be important to you also, and also the name Lenny. So and a Leo, that is in the month of Leo, that could be important to you.
Where they're all coming out, Lonnie.
Yeah, so right now you've got a lot of admirers. You've got this chance to be in the pink, as I call it, in the pink. Wear a light pink that attracts true love. Get a rose quartz, take a sea salt bath.
Wear pink. Yeah. I was wearing pink when I met
you.
Yeah.
A sea salt bath or scrub. And also, I know you can dance, so just get that love and move going on.
She can dance.
Yeah.
And oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah,
so okay.
Yours isn't the past. It's really the future, and it looks pretty amazing.
Well,
and
she's all about love because it's Lonnie Love.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Okay, hey, like, okay, then you're already in the pink, okay?
That's true. That's uh-huh. true.
And you will find yourself in Australia, down under, having a great time. So
lucky.
Oh, my goodness.
She travels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're a traveler because I saw all these different countries, but I did see Australia, and it would be a fun time, along with Singapore, but only go there if you feel like it's going to be a safe trip. It's Bangkok and Singapore, which you have a very interesting past life. You were married to an international trader in one of your lifetimes. You know him now as the name of DK. So do you know anybody with the name DK?
I know a couple of guys named DK.
Okay, well, one of them you were married to, okay? So I'm not saying you have to be married to him now, but he was an interesting man.
Is he in the import-export business?
Give you silk.
And it's also Burger King, so that's good, too.
Okay. Burger King, yay.
Yay. All right. So, yes, you have some amazing things coming up in the future. Think smart. You know, this is the time to get the chaos out of your life. Any contracts you're signing, be very savvy, which I know you are. And you might rewrite or, 3 more books. And you also have a script in your head. So, you know, there's lots going on.
Oh, my goodness.
She does.
Yep,
I know.
Yep.
She doesn't know who you are. I don't think she knows who you are.
I have no idea who you are.
I know.
All I know is that you're interesting and you had an interesting life with DK when he was the international trader, fed you exotic foods, and wrapped you in silk.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, please. Where does the line form?
If you don't want them, we want them.
I know.
It's
pretty
really
crazy.
Amazing.
I know.
Oh,
I'm glad you called. And do you have any questions for her?
I'm most of the stuff you said, it's like I'm working on pitching my script. I do travel a lot, and I had picked 7 countries that I wanted to go to, and you picked 3 out of the 7.
That's
amazing. That's why I'm speechless.
Okay.
I really am speechless.
So it's going to happen.
I have a talk show that's coming out, and that's where I think where you're feeling like how everything's going to be chaotic, and I need to, you know, make sure that I'm healthy and that's what you're feeling for my spirit. I mean, you're on.
Yeah, I feel that you got to take time to rejuvenate, you know, recharge those batteries because you're, you know, got a lot of stuff going on, and that's going to be important to be, you know, going full throttle with your career. But Lonnie, love, I feel very happy about your life, and it's very exciting. It's definitely not the norm, and it's definitely not boring.
And I read I read her book, Love Him or Leave Him, But Don't Get Stuck with a Tab, and it's hysterical. I had such a good time. I was laughing. Poor Drew wanted all my attention. I was reading your book, and he was like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, trying to read it. He goes, it wasn't funny. He's like, I want to have sex. What are you doing? What are you doing? I said, I'm busy with Lonnie's book. How dare you? So,
Will Susan and I ever go to New York together?
Absolutely. Yes, about 3 trips. So, yeah, this is not a problem. Yes, it'll be more than one.
And, you know, also, Rebecca says that you cannot, that the spirits do not see you having sex.
No.
Okay?
I
was going to ask you the same thing.
And
grandma,
I don't know,
Ronnie,
Lonnie, I think she's not telling the truth because she sees way too much. And between you and me, we've been putting on a great show, I'm sure.
Hey, sometimes I see things and I'm like, I'm going out of there.
Yeah, I'm sure Rebecca knows way too much about me. She just doesn't tell me the truth. But I have a very passionate husband whom Lonnie wants, by the way. So, and you can have him if you want, quite frankly.
It's my boo. Yeah. I call him my boo.
Well, Drew David has some good moves, but I won't say any more.
He does. He absolutely does. Oh, yeah. He's a work. And no, but I mean, really, Rebecca, you said one time you told me one of my ex-boyfriends who passed away said I had great legs. So they must like sense something.
Well, you know what? This is the thing. That is one of the most common questions asked. Oh, my God. Are my loved ones watching me have sex? I'm like, no. Most of the time, they give you the respect that they would give you in life. Unless a voyeur. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Or a peeping, perverted ghost. Okay.
Okay.
And then you have to shoo them out.
That could happen.
Yeah. But most of the time, no.
You said Elvis wanted to go in your bedroom.
Oh, my God. This is a true story. I've had a strange thing with Elvis ever since I went to Graceland many years ago. The guy is following me around. This is a true story. I was walking out my bedroom door, and I physically saw Elvis. He looks gorgeous. But I didn't care. He didn't ask permission to come into my bedroom. And I did literally say, hey, get out of here. I don't care who you are. And then
I would not have passed up on that one.
But I was like, dude, got to ask permission. But anyway, I mean, he is really good looking. He's still really cute. And he likes to be called the king.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah, so he's alive and well.
Well, good. My daughter loves Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But he's not invited into her bedroom.
I would tell him to take off those blue suede shoes.
Yeah, he had a jacket on and a pair of tight, like, I guess, skinny jeans. And he looked young, and so he looks good.
Oh,
so,
Heartbreak Hotel Elvis.
Yeah.
The Jailhouse Rock Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So, Lonnie, what's the name of your talk show?
It's called The Real, and we just did a 4-week trial run that went really great, and so now we're waiting to hear about the pickup, and I was asking, are you sensing any feeling from that? It's a Fox talk show that, you know, if it's picked up, we could actually have it start as far away as September 2014.
Yes, I mean, there's 3 people that are involved in really the decision, I believe, 3. One is a little stickler, but I'm doing think there's negotiations, and you should hear some information. What is today? Today's Friday, right?
Friday.
You should hear some information by Tuesday or early next week. You know, there's another, I think Fox will pick it up, but there's another network, too. You know, keep in touch unless they don't pick it up, which I think they're going to. It's just negotiations. Another one that will pick you up, but I don't want to say on air. If there's an issue, call me, and I'll let you know about that.
Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I'm feeling really positive about it, really positive about it.
So in summation, Rebecca is a car mechanic, a talent manager, a doctor, a therapist, and then all the other clairvoyant stuff, you know, when we have time for that.
Yeah.
Psychiatrist, psychologist.
Exactly.
Yes, I always say, Lonnie, also, let the man court you. Take 3 months to do that. And let, you know, we have a lot of boy men out there now. I hate to say that.
Oh, yes,
I like
we do.
To find some men, you know, real men.
We're in the city of boy men.
Yeah, so, but these guys out there are technicians and producers are real men.
Oh, yeah,
yes, they are.
Like,
can,
oh,
you
yeah,
feel
are.
Their, yeah. Can you feel their vibe?
Yeah, I'm looking at them out there.
You're looking at us like, okay, let me prove something to you. No, I love the subject of love, and mm-hmm. I love Lonnie Love, and I hope that we can have more of her on our podcast in the future. And she has her own podcast as well called This Week in Love.
Yes, but this is great. I'm going to have all my girlfriends call in.
So, okay, great.
Rebecca is great. I feel her energy and her spirit, and I just think it's great. And, of course, you know I love you, Susan, so it's always
And you should definitely have Rebecca on your podcast.
Yes.
So
yes.
She'll be happy to come by, and you can open up her world. She's phenomenal, and I really appreciate you calling today.
Well, thank you. And Rebecca, you keep doing it, girl. You're good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lonnie, it was a pleasure to meet you. I agree with all of your love advice. And Gina here, she's been great too. And Susan. So, all right, well, I hope to meet you in the future because you're a very interesting woman. It'd be a pleasure to meet you.
You're going to have to
meet you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
You're good.
All right, so we have another caller. We're going to move right along because we might want to keep things moving.
Is this a gentleman, a man?
No, I'm sorry. It's not. It's actually one of Gina's friends who I don't know. So,
but she has a lovely, sultry, deep voice.
Oh, maybe that's it. But no, I pick
God
up a gentleman.
I
think I'm picking up a gentleman around her that really wants to talk to her from the other side.
Okay, so her name is Becky, and here we go.
Hey, Becky.
Hi,
Becky.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, you're on with Susan and Rebecca. Rebecca has said that you have sort of a male presence that's around you that wanted to speak to you, and I'm going to let Rebecca speak to you now. Well,
okay.
Susan, do you want to say anything, Susan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Susan's show.
Yeah,
I get her a little.
Yeah. I just wanted to pick up the slack when I see it needs some picking up.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, hi. This is Susan.
And hi, Susan.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. And
thanks for picking up my call.
And I'm sorry I was letting her go.
Yeah, no. I think that if Rebecca, if you have anything to say to Becky, this would be the time.
Yeah, Becky, you have a young man that's around you, kind of blondish. He died suddenly. He's not sad. That's not what this is. I think he believes that you know somebody that he knows. So has anybody told you about anybody that passed suddenly, kind of a blonde guy, nice looking guy? The name Brad or Bradley, does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, well, keep it in mind because I think you're going to find out who this gentleman is. He's really a nice guy, so it's not like a haunting. Keep the name Brad or Bradley in mind. Now,
okay.
I don't think that's necessarily his name, but I've been known to get the name of the person, and then you meet their loved ones or friends down the line. So let's just keep it. I wanted to acknowledge him, so I'll say Bradley. I think that's his name. Hello, I've acknowledged you, and Becky will probably know what I'm talking about in the future. I just had to get that out of the way because it was so strong around you.
Okay. And is he around me all the time?
No. He just seems to have been attracted to you because I believe you know people he knows, or you will know people he knows. You, believe it or not, have some psychic ability. So, you know, I don't know if you know that about yourself, but you're going to attract people from other dimensions sometimes to give messages to their loved ones. And this might seem odd to you, but you'll probably be used to it in about 5 years from now. So don't be afraid of it.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
I will mark that in my calendar.
Okay. Okay. But you're going to see that when you go places where there's even hauntings or there's activity or history, that you're going to feel things. And I don't want to change that about you. I don't think you're quite aware of how psychic you are.
Well, I know I'm very sensitive to it because there was a situation that happened in my home one time where I had a roommate that moved in here. And I've always had very, very good energy in this house. And when she moved in, the energy shifted, and I started becoming afraid to be in my own home. And I approached her about it one time and asked her about it. And when I approached her about it, she told me that she had exorcisms and so forth, but whatever it is, always comes back. And I was like, okay, so you are familiar with what I'm talking about. So she said, yes, she's always had dark spirits follow her and follow her into my home. And
so let's just say time for a new roommate.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling, that you're sensitive to this kind of activity. But it doesn't have to be negative. Like the gentleman I've been talking to, whether his name is Brad or his friend's name is Brad, is actually not a negative person. He's a lovely person. He's actually very cute. But you will come across this more in your life as you get older. It'll get stronger. Now, you have two little spirits floating around you. So are you in the market to having children, want children, or do you know somebody that's pregnant? Because I'm feeling a lot about this around you.
I have several friends that are pregnant, but yeah, I mean, I do want children, just not yet. But I definitely am in the
okay.
market for children.
Yeah, and there's twins around you. So, again, I don't know if you have twin gene in your family, but you definitely have two children, and I do believe they try to come in. You know, but she does have a lot of babies coming into the world.
Oh,
I can see that around
Beckys.
Her.
Oh, little Beckys.
Yeah.
I always told my friends I want four. Yeah. I want boy, girl, girl,
boy. Be careful
boy,
what you wish for. And three. I know. It's a lot of work.
Okay.
Very expensive.
And this is important right now, that if you're doing any kind of remodeling to your home or any painting, that you're very careful of anything too toxic, so have it aired out properly. But I keep looking at these really beautiful wood floors. So do you have beautiful wood floors in your house?
I have wooden floors, and I wanted to actually, have it done nicer, but I do have wooden floors.
Okay, so that's the thing where you want to make sure if they're done right, and you're not ventilate well when they're being done. So you don't
make sure they do them right.
I actually have a dresser drawer that I just acquired, and I was going to sand it down and repaint the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll do that outside or where it's ventilated. That's all.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
My mother, she passed away in 2004. Oh. Is she anywhere around?
Well, I haven't seen her yet, but let's look. I'm sure I can find her.
Okay.
Come in.
Absolutely. She's the one, I think, because you have a lot of activity around you, and I didn't, it's not negative, but I believe very strongly that she's sitting right now. Are you at home, though?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I feel like she's in your home with you, and she's sitting listening to us. Wow, I'm surprised I didn't see her, but I got caught up on the blonde guy. she's in a chair that's in sort of, it's not really your living room, but it's by an open door where I can see the garden, and she's sitting there looking at us. Your mom looks so young, and she is, beautiful, nice weight, and she was waiting for us to notice her, so sorry. and then, do you know
she's
who Mary
being polite,
is?
That's all.
Mary is somebody that she keeps saying that is important to you.
Mary.
She's alive.
Maybe she's waiting for her daughter to get married.
Uh-huh. No, the name is Mary for sure.
She has an old best friend named Marjorie.
No. You're going to meet somebody, Mary, who's very important in your life, will help you possibly with your career. I don't want to change it. That's what your mom said. She also said she's tried to come in your dreams. She moves things sometimes, so don't get frustrated. She's only trying to show you that she's present. She also said her passing was not painful. You need to know that. And she doesn't feel quite that she said goodbye properly. She feels people holding her hand or giving her even celestial hugs, as she says. I never said that before. And she's going to also send some white feathers, a bunch of hummingbirds. Have you seen the hummingbirds yet? Because she's very good with hummingbirds.
I not a lot, but I think I have passed a few.
Okay, no, you're going to see one come right up to you. She's going your mom is trying to get her message through. They can even call on the phone, believe it or not. People call my office from the other side. This is all true. So be open. Your mom wants to make contact. She doesn't want to really necessarily think about when she was sick and when she died. She wants to think about how beautiful and wonderful she is. And she's really adamant to help you with your marriage, your future children, which she has the hand of one. Oh, the cutest little boy, I think.
Oh, sweet.
So they'll know your
mom.
Yeah,
boys are great.
Oh my God, Becky, I'm crying.
Yeah, and your mom.
I'm trying not to right now.
Okay. Boys love their moms.
Yeah, and your mom says about her bracelet, her jewelry, do hold it and wear it when you miss her. She can get through that way.
Oh my gosh, the jewelry. I at one point was like, I'm struggling. I'm very good financially now, but I was struggling and I thought about possibly selling it at one point.
No, you're not allowed.
Oh, she says you won't have to do that. That wasn't an issue. You thought about it, but you pawn it, you can get it back. But she says you won't have to do that. And she also says the name Matthew will be important to you too, Matt or Matthew. Now, I could be wrong about this, but you have another sibling, don't you? You're not the only child?
No, I have a sister.
Yeah, because she said I have one more child. She's adamant that your sister, and she said, thank you, Susan, for having her hair today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, she kept telling me to tell you thank you and hello, Gina. So she's enjoying this immensely.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
But she's also talking about your sister.
I'm sweating over here. I'm like,
Your sister, and do you, and there's a trip to Hawaii. So do you know about that yet?
Dude!
We're
Let's
going
go.
To Cook Islands, actually.
We're going to another island.
Okay, so I'm a little off on the island, but your mom says mention islands, and she says, girls, I don't have a lot of time here, so, okay, islands is getting Hawaii, I don't know.
She's
it looks
funny,
tropical.
I like her.
I've been on Becky's case to take me to Hawaii.
Is my mom
hooking? She has. That was potentially a destination, actually.
Yeah, but we picked another destination.
Yeah, so she probably knew that there was Hawaii and then said the islands. Yeah. She wants you to give your sister a big hug and a kiss. I think your sister has a nice relationship. If she doesn't, she will, because your mom keeps talking about that also. And are you in the silver car now, or is that your sister, the silver?
The silver car was my sister. She gave it to me when she moved to New York.
Good okay, that's job, a, yeah, Rebecca. Yeah. Your mom keeps talking about it. See, I didn't know if it was yours or hers or whatever, but she's glad that
it's
you
just
have
astounding.
It. And she wants you girls to have a good time. She's looking good. Her hair looks nice. Oh, she showed me her nice new shoes. And believe it or not, I have complete audio and information about heaven. And guess what, girls? They have manicures and pedicures in heaven.
Thank God. And they have great bagels, too, right?
Yeah, they have great bagels. And I have information that the manicures...
All you Jews that love your bagels.
So does that mean that when Becky and I get to heaven, we can finally eat gluten again?
Oh, my God. Our food is like...
My mom's favorite food is this Chinese noodle. And when she immigrated here from Hong Kong, she bought two of them from this restaurant because she was afraid she wouldn't be able to get it in the United States.
So she sat with them on her lap on a plane.
Hey, your mom's looking good, eating the best, probably favorite noodles in the world. And she says that she's in the 10-star hotel, girls. Don't worry, but she can communicate. She knows you have the silver car. She knows you're going to the islands. She has the hand. And you know what? The little boy, look, he had like the hair, like that really pretty black hair that Asian people have. He had hair like that. So that makes a lot of sense. He's really, really cute. And
oh, the little boy isn't blonde. It's black haired?
He's dark haired, yeah.
For some reason I thought you said the little boy that was following me around had blonde hair.
No, it has. Oh no, that's
that
another.
Brad.
That's Brad. That's another guy. He passed away. That's a different whole story.
He's just a hot blonde following you around.
He's like in his late 20s, early 30s. But your future child has beautiful, beautiful, shiny hair.
It's a good age.
So it's going to be amazing.
Are you okay with that, Bex?
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in and absorbing all this right now.
I know, you can listen to it over and over and remember some of the things. Usually I like to write everything down when Rebecca tells me, but we're going to have an actual
recording,
iTunes taping of it, so you can listen again.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And your mom said be careful not to slip in a slippery kitchen floor with water or also the bathroom. So, and she's really adamant about that. So just be a little careful. Do you tend to fall or trip a lot?
I do, because my dog always drinks water in the kitchen floor, and water's always spilled around there.
No, you got to be careful. You could really
put a mat down around his plate. Yeah. So you don't
there is a mat down now.
Okay, good. Yeah, because your mom was afraid you'd hurt your inner thigh, and that would be very painful.
Becky has a lot of inner thigh issues. she has a big hair curler burn right now.
Oh, what you doing with that thing?
Okay, so.
Okay. Sorry, I always have to go there. All right. So
I can understand why you never want to get off the phone. No, continue.
I know. I'm sorry. I know, but we have to wrap up the show, but we're so glad you called, and you can stay on listen if you want.
I know Gina has spirit guides. I know that you're saying that there are spirits around me, but is there a spirit guide for me?
Yeah, you do have, and she's actually, her name is, and this instance because you said your mother came from, your mother was Asian, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but that's not why I'm saying this. Her name is Ling Ming, L-I-N-G-M-I-N-G, Ling Ming.
Wow.
And she also brings in other languages for you. So if you want to learn more than one language, you could actually be a person who could easily, if you had the right teacher, learn five languages. So it's going to be important for maybe down the line for something that you do.
I have Rosetta Stone French. Mandarin.
She signed up for Korean class, and I expect you to speak full Maori when we go to the island.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's going to be important. Keep up with that Rosetta Stone, because you're a woman of many languages. Really, your mom was seriously concerned about your inner thigh, so whatever injury you had there, be careful. She said inner thigh.
Yeah, don't burn yourself with a curling iron.
Yeah. And I also see that you will have, you're going to have a great love life. Your mom says you've kept your girly, beautiful figure, which I do believe,
she's
right? She's an amazing figure.
Stunning.
Okay, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you guys have good
draw a picture.
But anyway, know your mom's there. Please pass this on to your sister. Your mom does visit her in New York. I don't know if your sister's in Manhattan a lot, but I thought I saw Manhattan around your sister. And
she was in New York.
You said that. You said she moved to New York. Yeah, but it was something about Manhattan. And also, I see you and your sister will take a trip to Europe. That'll be amazing. So anyway, things look good right now. Lock up your house at night properly. Your mom doesn't like when the back door is not locked, so you need to do that. And your guy is pretty sexy, too.
Yeah, he's a sexy man.
He is.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like,
we like sexy men.
Thanks, Becky. We'll talk after
thank
this.
Thank you. So
summarize.
Much.
You're welcome, and have a great evening and afternoon. Okay, so Rebecca's show, her radio show, Dancing with a Ghost, is a live call-in show on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's at latalkradio.com. That's an online radio program.
Right. Yeah, well, I've had it for almost 5 years, and it's kind of like this, but you call in if you want. We might do a two-hour show. We only have a one-hour show now. I talk about a subject for about a half an hour, and then we have call-ins. And the time flies, so that's why people want me to do longer. And it's fun. It's a very fun show. You know, and
do you feel exhausted? Do you ever feel taken advantage of?
No.
Okay.
No, when I feel like I'm exhausted, I don't work. But no, and healings give me energy, don't take energy from me. So yeah, no, it's just part of who I am.
Right.
I can't get out of it, so I might as well just go with it now.
Right.
And and this is really fun, girls.
Are you doing any more groups like
yes,
you did?
Yes, I'm going to be doing live events. Susan came to my first LA, and I really just said, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just going to do it. And it turned out good, huh? It turned out.
Yeah. Okay, so we have kind of a special treat from Rebecca that she brought with her. A taping of something that she taped while she was at Alcatraz.
If we were very good, she promised to scare the hell out of us.
And, you know, I find this really intriguing, but I'll let her explain what it is.
Okay, quickly I'll tell you. I went to Alcatraz about 3 months ago, the island of Alcatraz out of San Francisco, and I really didn't go there to get any ghost audio. I wasn't even thinking about it, but something came upon me, and I turned on my microphone on my phone that I'd never used before, and I thought, I don't know, maybe I'll get some audio. Well, I got audio. Now, I have on my phone possibly the answers to the story about the break-in where the inmates got away. So on this audio that I've had and I brought here today, you guys are going to hear, you'll hear a little noise, that's nothing. Then you'll hear Erlinken, aye. So I got a sea captain that probably was part of the breakout, and Erlinken is mostly somebody's name because I do have more to the story on my phone, but this is just a little bitty part of my time on Alcatraz, and this is an old sea captain. There was nobody there standing next to me, and he is part of the story of the breakout of Alcatraz.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was the sea captain. If you got that, you might have to repeat it. But it's Erlinken, aye. Can we hear it one more time so our listeners can grasp it?
Okay.
Right. So that was
the captain. The last thing you said after that?
That was Sherman. That was not the
ghost. Oh, Sherman.
So you just hear Erlinken, aye. But I have 61... little excerpts on my phone, and I actually have where they're going out a gate, breaking out, and this man's in there, but they gave me names. The one thing that happened, though, what was really crazy, you hear this one inmate saying to me, I love you, babe. I'm like, get out of here.
Okay. It's been a while. You're a criminal, wrong dimension.
That love thing came back again.
So these stories keep repeating themselves? I mean, it's over. It's in the past.
Well, they want it to be told properly, and they picked me to be able to do that. So we're really going to do a webisode on this, and that's something we're going to do possibly soon. So we'll announce a lot of this stuff on my show, Dancing with Ghosts, when I'll do more live events and when we do the web series. And we want to base it around my audio from not only we have this from San Francisco, Alcatraz, we have one out of New Jersey, and it's a really handsome British ghost named Percy, which I was able to identify 6 months early before we got the audio, and then we were able to verify that his name was Percy, so we have on audio there too.
And you can find Rebecca on Twitter at The Purple Rose, and she has a website, RebeccaFearing.com, if you need to find out more about her and her future, which I imagine is going to be huge.
Yeah,
she's really moving along. You're writing a book.
Yeah, I'm writing a book and doing a lot of fun things. You know, I do deal with a lot of, you know, people that are in grief. But I like to keep it also, you know, the people on the other side are very funny. So they have a good sense of humor. And in my show, they come through what Susan saw. And so, it's going to be fun. And I hope all of you can come maybe to one of my live shows.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very.
She does a great job. She's up there for hours and she never gets tired.
No, and then we do a social evening after where we had food and people could buy drinks, and I was still there for 3 hours after doing that.
I had to go home. I got tired.
Yeah, I have fun. I'm a late bird.
She's
so
amazing.
So I'll be there till
She's
3 in the morning.
And I want to thank you so much. This is going to be such a great experience, and we hope you'll come back again.
Oh, absolutely.
And be a big part of this because it's all new and exciting.
Very exciting.
And I think we did a great job today. And thank you so much, Matt.
If we do say so.
Yes. And we'll be back. And thank you for joining us.
This is Corolla Digital.